Hi, this is Candace from www.femalicious.com, Third Wave Muse and Fury, and I'm here to change the face of feminism, one small bit of activism at a time. And go figure, today's topic is activism. There are lots of reasons why a woman might be drawn to activism. She may struggle herself with oppression. She may watch people around her suffering discrimination or prejudice or bias. All of these things could incite her to activism. A third wave feminism is very much focused on action and change and doing something. This is where feminism comes from. Think about temperance, think about suffrage, education. It's about getting out there and doing something. In the past 10, 15, 20 years, feminism has really become isolated from the real world. The difference between theory and practice is growing. Feminism is something that's talked about in academia, in the universities, in courses. But actually out there doing something, making changes, there's not so much of that. I think there are women who are working towards improving this, but compared to the 60s and 70s and the consciousness-raising actions, the groups and the what happened, we're really not there at this moment. I met a woman last week. She's 75 years old. She's an Ursuline nun, and her experiences of activism are very different from what's happening today, what women have done for the last 75 years. In joining the convent, she really, you know, it's strange to say, but she really had a lot more opportunities than other women of her generation. She was supported to pursue post-secondary education. She finished a PhD in sociology. She's active in with InFact, the Nestle boycott, the UN. I mean, these are not the sort of things that a woman looking after a family, having children, these are not the sort of actions that, you know, women of that generation really could participate in. What's ironic, though, is the Catholic Church is known widely for its stance on women and being very anti-woman. Women do not hold positions of power in the Catholic Church. Women are discouraged from making choices about their own bodies. You know, they're encouraged to submit to their husbands. These are, you know, interpretations of the Bible that are not uncommon in Catholic study groups, Bible study, in sermons, and to see a woman like this woman taking what she can from the church, you know, the day-to-day living, you know, eating, those basic human needs, having those met in a very repressive environment, and somehow turning those to improve the situation for women, it's mind-boggling. This woman is very energetic. She has a lot of zest, more than I do, and she, you know, she's twice my age. I wonder if following this untraditional path and not having the obligations that many 75-year-old women have had, I wonder if that's part of what gives her her energy. I also heard her be critical of the Catholic Church, and I wonder why she stays inside of it. She said herself that at one time there was a great need for nuns in education. Nuns were teachers. Nuns were nurses, so in healthcare, and also orphanages providing these types of services. But, you know, her point is that now we have social welfare agencies like Children's Aid, like social welfare agencies. The government has taken on this responsibility, looking out for social issues. Whether they're successful or not is another question. But, you know, she feels that the need for nuns like herself has faded, that there's no reason to be upset that fewer women are joining the convent and taking this type of vocation, that it's just not necessary like it once was. But yet, she herself remains. You know, she's very educated, she's articulate. I don't see that she would not be able to find another means of support. And she talks about her spirituality as being personal, that she does not agree with the doctrine of the Catholic Church in many regards. For example, she's fully supportive of same-sex relationships, of homosexuality. You know, she says there are, you know, sisters that she knows who are definitely lesbian, and everybody knows it. And, you know, even though these are things that are not supported in the Catholic Church, she's decided to stay there. She talks about spirituality as something that's between her and her God, and I don't see what part of her really is Catholic. I'd hate to say she's an opportunist, but her spirituality is so independent of the Catholic Church that I just don't understand why she stays there. It really seems incompatible to be criticizing the church yet staying within it. But you know, it has allowed her to be very active in social justice issues. You know, this entire issue is very complicated. Maybe I will try to interview her at some point and get her here on a podcast. You know, I'm guessing that she'd be a great great voice to hear from. And so, until then, this is Candace from www.femalicious.com, Third Wave Muse and Fury. Bye.